Listen, I don't exactly know what you do or how you do it, but when you walk through these gates, things start happening. The press starts falling in line, the Secret Service gets extra secret, and when you go back out, everyone's breathing a little bit easier.
Damn straight.
It's April Ryan.
It must be. White House correspondent for AURN, in for the ailing Roland Martin. April Ryan, good morning.
Good morning, all. Well, we have with us this morning humanitarian businessman and new grocery store owner, actor Wendell Pierce, best known for his portrayal as Bunk in The Wire and Baptiste in Tremé. And now, again, he's a new grocery store owner. And good morning, Wendell.
Good morning, April. Good morning, everyone.
Well, Wendell, you've responded to the First Lady's call to action to cut into food deserts, places at least a mile from the nearest grocery store with fresh foods. Now, your store is called Sterling Farms, and you just recently opened it. Now, talk to us about how the community is receiving it and what's happening.
Oh, it's great. Sterling Farms is your neighborhood grocery destination. We're going to serve underserved communities and food deserts where people have really shown their loyalty and brand to other stores, and all they ask in return to American businesses is that they come to their neighborhood. And they've stayed on the sidelines, and we've gotten off the sidelines. We stepped up to the plate. And what's been great is we've gone into the community and made an immediate impact, 60 new jobs, creating an economic engine. And if you make it to the store, spend $50, we'll give you a free ride home on the Sterling shuttle. And that's one of the conveniences that people just love
That's the twist that's going to get them in, huh? Okay. Well,
Oh, yeah.
All right. So are you seeing people taking advantage of that, the free rides and the low-cost fresh, holistic food that you're offering?
Well, you know, it's really interesting. People have had an interesting response to the store. We have to direct our messaging a little better because they're so unaccustomed sometimes to have people come and treat them with the respect that they deserve as consumers. So a lot of folks automatically assume with high-quality customer service, you know, quality food, they assumed it wasn't affordable. They assumed that we were just, you know, expensive and, you know, it would cost them an arm and a leg. And then they come into the store and they say, Wendell, do you realize how good these prices are? And I say,
That was going to be my question, Wendell. You know, you're competing against the big grocery chains, and they can't afford to lower their prices.
Or so they say.
They lower their prices. So your prices are competitive with the big chains?
My prices are competitive with the big chains.
Well,
even
how can you survive like
Walmart?
That?
Wow. Well, the way you survive like that, like any store has a loss leader, something to get them in that they say, listen, I won't take a profit on that. That's something that people deserve. That's something that people want. But and then also it's about your margin. The margin in the grocery store after you pay over your overhead and all of that stuff, sometimes it's 2 and 3%. We buffer that economically with our own convenience stores, our C stores, which are called Sterling Express.
Oh.
You know, where you have a larger margin, and therefore you're able to have a balance and make a profit that's a little better than a grocery store. So that's how you compete with others. The other thing, Tom, is the fact that our people have been in neighborhoods where they've had to travel to stores, and they're just so thankful for the respect that we are bringing to their community by giving jobs. One, first source hiring. One store, I'm employing almost 60 people. And then giving them rides home. First come, first serve. You spend a certain level of money to get groceries, $50, and we bring you home free. And that brings in volume. So
how many stores?
The balance. Right now we have this one grocery store. In the next year to 18 months, we're going to have three more. And then we'll pause and then look at where we are and see how we go and expand into phase two.
Why is it called Sterling Farms and Sterling Express?
Well, we went through the normal process of coming up with a name and you know how people respond to the brand and farms. We wanted the idea of fresh and having people respond to the idea of fresh foods. And And then Sterling came about. You want the high quality. You think the gold standard. You think Sterling silver. And then Sterling.
What was wrong with Wendell's?
Wendell's
grocery store.
Because of that song, Uncle Wendell. I mean, Mr.
Oh,
Mr.
my goodness.
Mr. Wendell.
I mean, you look like a grocery store kind of guy, you know?
Well, Tom Campbell and Jay, because he is a grocery store kind of guy, and he went and heeded to the First Lady's call, he's going to be on Capitol Hill. And this Thursday, I believe, Wendell, is that correct? You're testifying before Congress about your efforts.
Yes, I'm giving a briefing to the Tri-Caucus, African-American, the Bi-Caucus, Hispanic, and Asian-American caucuses. We're giving a briefing on healthy food choices and healthy economies and how they impact. It has. I'm going there with the Food Trust and a conglomerate of farmers and all, and I'm looking forward to that. That testimony is on Capitol Hill on this Thursday.
And what can we see you in next on entertainment front? What can we see you in next?
Well, this is the final season for Treme coming up on HBO. Mm-hmm. That'll be coming out this year. And then I'm on a new show on NBC with Michael J. Fox called The Henrys, and that'll be out in the fall. Right now in the theaters, I'm in a movie called Mobius over in Paris, and Parker here in the United States is out right now.
Yeah.
Well, you keep it working and you keep the food flowing. Thank you,
keep
actor Wendell
work.
Pierce. Yeah. Yes. Thank you
Thank
so much.
Thank you, everyone. Remember, Sterling Farms coming to the city near you.
Hey, man, change it to Mr. Wendell's.
You got the music. All
right.
The music, man.
Yeah, everything is right there,
I
man.
I got a theme song.
Yeah. You already got a theme song. Mr. Wendell's grocery store.
Yeah, where you get your fresh meats. Mr. Wendell's, man.
Good job, April.
Very good, man. Congratulations.
Congratulations.